36 million. For more information on games or odds, visit MyArkansasLottery.com for more details. Call 1-800-522-4700 for problem gambling helpline.
You're in the zone. Coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Akre and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
Howdy.
Hey. What's happening?
Welcome back to Mexico Chiquito. We got to go right to the phone because Jim Harris is hanging on, and Jim had a little conflict with his normal time. Jim, we'll just make it short and sweet. Who's in your Final Four, and what do you think about Arkansas's chances against Indiana State tonight?
Well, I think the chance, speaking of Arkansas first, Arkansas's chances should be good at home. They should be ready to make up for their last two outings and be fresh and ready to go. They've only played, you know, once in 12 days or so. So, should be ready to go. Actually, some people might say they haven't played since the Ole Miss game.
That would be a good point. They are 9.5 point favorite
2 weeks. Yeah, they should win, but I'm not sure they'll cover that spread.
All right. Well, I
think I would take the points in the visitor.
All right.
Final Four. Gosh, you know, really, I have little interest in even a bracket this year.
Jim.
What?
Don't say that.
What's wrong with you, man?
Jim, how can you say that?
Well, I mean, it just seems like the further and further Arkansas has been removed from playing and us going, you know, and covering it and that kind of thing. It's just.
Jim, I want you to adopt a team, get your heart back in it.
Well, I'll be rooting as a fan for the SEC teams. I would like Florida to advance to the Final Four. I think they've got the kind of team that can go there. Of course, they're on a heck of a win streak, and that's, you know, someday maybe their outside shooting won't be there. Frazier's carried a lot of the load, and, you know, Scotty Wilbekin, they can't win, I don't think, against the best teams without him. I really think if they didn't have Wilbekin there, they fall a little bit.
Yeah.
I like Kentucky to maybe beat Wichita State. I just don't. If Wichita State makes the Final Four, I'll be surprised
shocked.
And somewhat happy. Shocked at the Shockers, but I would.
Yeah.
I would, you know, I think it'd be a great story.
I agree.
You know, Indiana State's one of the last teams to reach this point. Probably the last Missouri Valley team, right? To have been, I mean, they were Missouri Valley at the time. They made, you know, they were undefeated with Larry Bird, Carl Nix, Bob Heaton, guy that hit the winning shot against Sydney and U.S. Reed and those guys in 79. Let's see. I think Tennessee got robbed, as you guys were saying just a little while ago. I think here's the deal. I think if everybody outside the South, you know, the West, Midwest, the East Coast, Northeast, keep saying the Southeastern Conference is down, and even certain people keep saying, if you keep saying that over and over again, you know, perception becomes reality. And I'm not sure it was all that down. You look at everybody's results. I mean, yeah, Auburn lost to Mercer, I think it was, or maybe it was Alabama. I can't remember. One of the two lost, but, I mean, Auburn wasn't that good. But they beat Boston College, you know. Everybody was acting like Boston College in that league was, you know, all that. And Tennessee had some big wins, played Wichita State at Wichita, a very tight game. I think Missouri had some big wins for the conference and didn't get rewarded for them. You know, they can look at that and say, well, they couldn't handle their conference. Well, then maybe the conference is tougher than you're saying, because Missouri goes to North Carolina State and wins. Missouri beats UCLA, who's in the tournament. I mean, you go down the list. I mean, last year Missouri had to go to UCLA and lost a heartbreaker. I just think that somebody's not doing their job in the PR end for Southeastern Conference basketball the same way they're doing it for football. And I think
that's
people may have football fatigue and find it easy to beat up on SEC basketball because it's not the powerhouse league that its football league is. So,
but the thing is, Jim, you had three teams that were probably a win away from really have a compelling argument. If Missouri wins one more game in the tournament, you know, if they win another game or two in the regular season, same thing with Arkansas, same thing with Georgia, the whole picture could change, and then you got a more legitimate grad. It's unfortunate because they were right there at that point if they could just have taken. And you would thought one of those four teams would have taken the next day. Even LSU. LSU wasn't far off in my book. And when you look at him, you want to talk about the Dickey V eye test?
Right, yeah, that
one-eye Dickey, as he was calling himself the other day.
Yeah.
Bro, LSU's got a very nice team, and they've got a stud couple of guys inside. That front court is filthy defensively.
Yeah, and they got a fifth seed in the NIT. I'm confused at Minnesota being a top seed and Arkansas being a three and Cal being a two when all three of them were in Maui. And I know it seems like a year ago when that tournament was held, but I mean, Minnesota was clearly way below California and Arkansas and Gonzaga and Syracuse. I'm thinking of those teams that were out there, Baylor, and yet we're in the talk. Georgetown was called one of the last four out with a 17-14 record. I believe the Big East was a little bit over this new Big East contraction.
The American Athletic, yeah.
Was a little bit overrated. I think you look at the results of some of those teams. I know that Georgetown had a big win over Kansas State, but they had some really bad losses in their own league. I mean, Arkansas had a couple themselves, but Arkansas limited most of the bad losses to A&M and Alabama. I think if Arkansas can look at one game that just crunched them, it was definitely that Alabama game.
No doubt.
That bad, you know, it's probably really did them in for sure. If not, they may have been one of these play-in games too. So,
and that would have been fun. But anyway, I guess we've got the NIT to watch tonight. It is on ESPN at least, so there is some upside there for Arkansas. They're on a good station as opposed to being on True TV, which these play-in games are going to be, or these opening round games are going to be in tomorrow. Jim, real quick, we only got about a minute or two.
So no Lizard Lick Towing tonight?
No Lizard Lick Towing.
Dang
sorry, bud. No, that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, no True TV games tonight. You're good. Jim, high school championships, I'm assuming you attended some of the games in Hot Springs?
I wasn't able to make it, Justin,
okay.
But I did have some people over there keeping me posted. Congratulations to Jonesboro and Karan Ross.
No doubt. Am I unreasonably concerned about the kid from Forest City and the lack of production offensively?
I thought he scored 28 points. I thought he was MVP of the 5A tournament.
No, I'm talking about, who's the big kid?
Yeah,
Trey Thompson.
He's had games, where
he's I didn't know he had a big game. I thought he was
MVP of the 5A tournament.
You're right, some games he has been offensively.
He'll need a fire lit under him in college. He's been, 8 inches taller than most centers in
that
league.
That's my point. I mean, I see a lot of 10-point, 11 rebound games from him. That's my concern.
Well, he probably needs the motivation from both Mike Anderson and from Melvin Watkins to become better. I remember when Andrew Lang, who ended up with a great longtime pro career at least. Mm-hmm. He would have games with 4 points and 2 rebounds, or 2 points and 4 rebounds. And everybody's going like, I thought this guy's supposed to be top 50, but
okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'm glad he had a good championship. I didn't see that. Okay. I knew they won. I didn't realize he had such big numbers because they only scored.
Well, but he should have big numbers.
No, doubt.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, we're up against it.
Okay.
Sorry we had a schedule
issue. Thanks for having me on late. I appreciate it.
You bet. Enjoy.